I guess.
Okay. Now, besides the barn, did you ever have a place where you'd milk the cows outside of the barn?
Oh, yes, out in the lot.
All right. And this is what you called it, the lot?
Yes.
All right, now where might you keep your hogs and pigs? You said you raised them.
They were in a pig pen. A sty, I believe, is the word for it, but we always called it the pig pen.
Did this have a shelter in it?
It had a shelter and a floor pen. Near a butchering time, you kept put them up where they would know the kind of feed they were getting.
All right, I'm sure your mother and father did not have a refrigerator, right?
No, we didn't have one for most of my life. But we kept the buttermilk. We churned the buttermilk, made buttermilk, fresh butter. Didn't know what margarine was. And tied a rope to the milk can and put the buttermilk down in the well where it was kept at such nice temperature.
All right, you never carried it to a stream?
No.
And put it?
The well.
Okay.
And of course we'd have an accident once in a while, spill buttermilk in the well and have to draw all the water out. It spoiled the taste of the water.
All right, what do you call the type of farm that raises milk to sell?
A dairy.
Okay. Now, what do you call that place around the barn where you might let the mules, cows, and other animals walk around?
Barnyard.
And where do you call the place that you let the cows graze?
The pasture.
Now, is this fenced in or not?
Oh, yes.
Did you ever raise cotton?
Oh, yes, we had raised cotton, corn.
What type of work did you do?
Did I do?
In the cotton?
Well, I had picked some cotton. It wasn't very... Then we had to thin it with the hoe. We had to chop it and then come back and hoe it to get the grass out and then pick it when it got ripe.
All right, this undesirable grass that grew up in a cotton field where you didn't want it, what would you call this?
Crabgrass.
Okay. Now, cotton and corn grow in a what?
In a cotton field.
Okay, and how about tobacco?
It grows in a field.
Okay. What things would you classify as saying were grown in a patch?
An addition, little patch of peas or sweet potatoes.
All right.
Even the orchard could be included in a patch.
And everything else then was grown?
In the garden.
Okay, the vegetables were grown in the garden and then the money-making crops then were grown in the field. Okay. Do you have different names with different kinds of little wooden fences that might have been on the farm?
There's a picket fence. I believe they call them pail. We had a pail garden.
Okay.
Palings, little pickets.
Now what about the fence for the cows?
That's wire, and then they've gotten to an electric fence.
Well, and what would you call it where the wire is twisted that has sharp points on it?
Bobbed.
Okay. And then can you call, what did you call the fence made of split rails laid in zigzag?
That's a rail fence.
Okay, now what would you dig holes for to make a fence?
What posts?
And just one of them?
One post, two.
Okay. Now what would you call a fence, a wall made of loose stone or rock that you might remove from a field? Around the house? Made of rock from the field.